you would open your Bibles, turn to Colossians chapter 4. And as you turn there, I think it's appropriate to take a moment to give honor where honor is due. Amen. So I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Anthony, to his family. Amen. They're at family camp tonight, which is awesome. I wish I was there, but I'm very happy to be here as well. Amen. I give honor to Pastor. I'm so blessed to be a part of his ministry, so blessed to have known him, to have met him, all the things that he has taught me throughout the years that I've been here, I'm grateful for. Amen. I give honor to Pastor Tim and Sister Osio and their family as they're at family camp as well. Aren't we blessed to have them? Man, I so appreciate his passion. Amen. 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 It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 through 6 says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all, praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. If you set your Bibles down, just lift your hands right in your seats. Let's just pray one more time. Lord, we love you. And everybody said, amen, 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 amen. I'm excited tonight. Amen. I'm excited to talk to you about something I'm a little bit passionate about. Amen. If you don't know me, I do get a little bit passionate about things. Amen, amen. But July 30th is coming up. Amen. July 30th is right around the corner. It's going to be our annual back-to-school giveaway and sponsored by ATCOR. And before I go too far into the message tonight, I want to first just say thank you to ATCOR publicly. I want to just thank them for their support, thank them for all that they've done to help make this event possible. Amen. Their generosity in making this event is wonderful. Amen. If we're being truthful, without ATCOR, we're not doing this event the way we're doing this event. Amen. But they have been such a blessing to us financially. And I'm so thankful that we have been able to partner together. This is our second one. And we've been meeting together. You've seen some of the pictures. We're meeting like every other week. Sometimes we've had to meet on video chats just because people had COVID and this and that. So I do want you to keep them in your prayers. The leadership, their names are Ted, Alma, Shayla, Davida, and Hadia. Keep them in prayers because they've been working so diligently with us, and I'm excited for what's going to happen. Amen. I want to thank the people in this room that are part of the process. There's been people in this room that are part of the planning process. There's a lot of P's. Sorry. I'm not too good with the alliteration there. Amen. There's been a lot of people that have been part of this process, and I'm just so thankful for everybody that's been a part. Amen. Many of you in this room have signed up on the Welcome Center, and you put your name down. And what we're going to do is I thank you for that, but we're going to hang this up out there. And so we're asking is, I'll have markers. If you could just transfer your name onto that, we're going to hang that up, just kind of a visual aid. If you haven't signed up and you're planning on being here, please just put your name on this. Let me know what times you're going to be here, okay? This is going to be a big deal, all right? This is going to be a big deal. Amen. I can't stress that enough. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, this back-to-school event, we are planning to give away 1,000 backpacks full of supplies, right? 1,000 backpacks full of supplies. If you were a part of last year's event, we gave out 420 backpacks, and there was still a lot of people there. We're believing that we're going to see anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 people come through this event. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 1,000 to 3,000 people are going to come through this event. Amen. Through the funding of ATCOR, we've bought bouncy houses. Last year, people came and they left. This year, we're hoping that people are going to stay. They're going to stay. They're going to hang out for a while. We bought bouncy houses. We got golf carts to drive people back and forth to their cars. We got a barber college that's going to be here cutting people's hair. We got the fire truck that's going to be here. There's going to be smoke detectors. Amen. We've got all kinds of stuff. I can go on. We got Jenga, oversized Connect Four, beanbags, arcade basketball, all this stuff that we have to do. Amen. And we're going to be able to bless people. We're going to be giving away gas cards. We're going to be giving away gift cards. We're giving away money. Amen. We're giving away money. We're giving away food. We're the two things people are struggling with right now, money and food. Amen. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be doing all these things. Those games that I just mentioned, the Jenga, the Connect Four, we're giving those away at the end of the event. The arcade basketball, we're giving those away at the end of the event. We're giving away a lot of cool stuff, a lot of free stuff. Amen. But for the people in this room, we need to understand and realize that this event has nothing to do with any of that stuff. Amen. This event has nothing to do with backpacks. This event has nothing to do with basketball hoops and bouncy houses. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for it. I'm excited for it. But if I give somebody a backpack and a full belly, they walk away with a backpack and a full belly, and guess what they take with them? Their broken marriage. They take with them their addiction. They take with them their broken home. They take with them their depression. They take with them their anxiety. They take with them their suicidal thoughts. That all leaves with them if all I give them is a backpack and a full belly. Praise God. But I believe that the Lord is wanting to do so much more in this event. I believe that the Lord's going to heal somebody in this event. I believe that people are going to receive the Holy Ghost at this event. Come on, I believe somebody's getting baptized in the name of Jesus Christ at this event. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, this event is more than just backpacks and hot dogs. Come on, we're changing lives for eternity. We're changing the lives of people. We're changing the trajectory of somebody's life. Somebody's going to walk into that place bound. Somebody's going to walk into that event hurting. Somebody's going to walk into that place on the end of their rope. Oh, praise God, but the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is going to get a hold of their heart, and it's going to be transformed forever. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, it's more than backpacks. It's more than hot dogs. It's more than hamburgers. Praise God. It's more than some free gas cards. Praise God. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm sorry, I'm going to get a little fired up tonight, but amen. I've been praying for this event for some time. I've been believing for this event for some time. Amen, amen, amen. I need us to all get onto this understanding. Nothing in the world on that day is going to be more important to the trajectory of this church than that event. Amen. Nothing in the world. Come on, I don't care what's going on in your life. I do care, but it don't matter what you got going on. There's people that are involved in the planning. We've changed our plans. We're going to make sure that we're going to be there. Amen. If you can be there, be there. If you're going to sit at home and watch TV, come on, you better not do that. You better move. Move whatever you got to move to be here for this event. Come on, this is going to change everything. This is going to change everything. Amen. Amen. This year, we're going to have a prayer tent. We didn't have a prayer tent last year. This year, we're going to have a prayer tent. What do you think is going to happen in that prayer tent? If we got 3,000 people that come to this event and only 10% show up at the prayer tent, that's 300 people that are going to come for prayer. Come on, just do the math. It's that simple. It's really that simple. We have an opportunity, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but we have an opportunity to reach so many people that would never even known this place existed. But because of an event like this, paid for by ATCOR. Come on. That's a miracle in itself. Amen. It's a miracle in itself. We aren't paying for this event. Amen. Amen. This event is going to be big. This event is going to be huge. It's going to be awesome. There is no reason why every ministry in this church can't double in one weekend. There's no reason why youth can't double. CR can't double. Hyphen can't double. End times can't double. Come on, Sunday school can't double. Come on, there's no reason why the Sunday school van is no longer sufficient, but we need six buses. Come on, after one Saturday. Amen. Amen. I believe that the Lord is going to do some mighty works through this event. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The word of the Lord gives us some insight on how to move forward in this event. Amen. The word of the Lord will give us some insight on how we should prepare for an event such as this. Colossians 4, 2 through 6. We're going to read just verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Amen. The first thing the word of the Lord instructs us to do is to continue in prayer. I'm so thankful to be a part of a church that knows how to pray. I'm thankful to be a part of a church that believes in prayer. I know there are many in this room, as evidenced by what we just experienced, there are many in this room that know how to pursue after the presence of God. There are many in this room that know how to pursue after the power of God. There are many people in this room that have their faith and the ability, hallelujah, to get the attention of God Almighty. But how many know that if we make all these preparations, I've been meeting and doing all this stuff, and we got all this cool stuff, and if we don't bathe it in prayer, it don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean nothing if we don't cover it in prayer. This event, like everything else we do, must be bathed in prayer. All of our praying, all of our planning, all of our efforts, all of our talents are meaningless if it's not covered in prayer. The Lord has made this meeting possible. Amen. The Bible says that the Lord orders the steps of the righteous. He has placed this vision in our hearts. He has given us a vision. He showed us what this event can be. He has showed us what can come from this event. Amen. Amen. Now it is our responsibility to pray without ceasing about this event. It is on us. It is on us to make this event a success through prayer. Amen. The Bible says that where there is no vision, the people perish. Can I just say that without prayer, the vision perishes? If we're not praying over the vision, nothing's going to come of the vision. Amen. We have the ability to loose the vision of God, or we have the ability to bind up the vision of God by what we do with what visions he's given us. Amen. We have the ability to pray and to loose the will of God. Amen. Amen. Anybody believe this tonight? Hallelujah. Praise God. James 5, 16 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We often talk about this passage. We reference this when talking about healing, because the verse does say, pray for one another that ye may be healed. Right? It says that. But this is not where the verse stops or the passage stops. This is not where the idea ends. There may be a period there, but James's thought continues. He continues on in verse 17, and he says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. James switches almost, and he starts talking about Elijah. And he references the prayers of Elijah and the ability that Elijah had through prayer to change the laws of nature. You see it? The laws of nature say there's the storms come. As the water goes up, the clouds get full. It comes in, it gives rain. But Elijah had the ability to speak in prayer and say, it's not going to rain except for at my word. He changed the law of nature by his simple prayer. Amen. And the Bible says that the rain stopped for 3 years and 6 months. And I want you to understand is that it didn't stop at 3.5 years because his prayers were no longer powerful. His prayer didn't run out at 3.5 years. If he wanted to pray and he wanted to continue for another 3.5 years, he was more than able to do so. He had all that power lined up in his prayer. And when you study this story out, you'll understand that the only reason Elijah prayed for the rain to stop was because God told him to. The Lord told Elijah the rain is coming. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year. The Lord speaking, saying, go, show yourself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Here, he gets a vision from God. He gets direction from God. The rain's coming. Go and tell Ahab. 1 Kings 18:41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the mount, to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth. He put his face between his knees, and he said to his servant, what's he doing there? He's praying, right? He's down on his knees, face between the knees, he's praying. And he says to his servant, go and look. He said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And when he went up, he looked and said, there's nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot. Get thee down that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Praise God. The Lord revealed to Elijah it was going to rain. But the rain didn't come until Elijah prayed. The rain didn't come until Elijah prayed. Elijah had a vision from God, but it wasn't fulfilled until he put prayer behind it. Amen. What we're going to do at this block party is big, and I'm believing for many things, but if we're not praying for it, it's not going to come to pass. But the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When the church can get behind it in prayer and cover it in prayer and bathe it in prayer, there's nothing that can stop it. There's nothing that can't happen in this event. There's nobody that can't be healed. Come on, somebody. There's no telling how many people get the Holy Ghost at one meeting. There's no telling how many people can get baptized in Jesus' name in one meeting. Oh, hallelujah. But we got to bathe it in prayer. We got to get a hold of the vision. And we got to say, I believe it. I believe it. And we got to start declaring things in faith, declaring some things in faith right now. From here going forward, we have to declare things in faith. Every morning, wake up, go, Lord, at that July 30th block party, people are getting the Holy Ghost. Start declaring a number. 100 people getting the Holy Ghost. 200 people getting the Holy Ghost. 300 people getting the Holy Ghost. 500 people getting the Holy Ghost. Come on, staff. How far can your faith take us? How far can your faith take us? The Lord gives us the vision. The Lord gives us direction. But he wants us to execute some things in our midst. But in order for us to see those things, the fulfillment of what he has planned, we must pray. Amen. We must pray. The effectual, fervent prayer. Fervent prayer. Passionate prayer. Amen. Passionate prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It is incumbent upon us to grab a hold of the vision from God and pray over it with passion. Consistent passion. I'm not talking about the prayer that we all do sometimes, you know, oh God, I believe you're going to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's not the prayers we're talking about. We're talking about passionate prayer. Amen. I'm talking about intercession prayer. Hallelujah. I'm talking about prayer that you start crying and weeping and snots running down your face. Come on, we got to get some time for some intercessory prayer as it comes to this event. We can do whatever we want to do when it comes to this event. We can pray for it however we want to pray for it. But I'm going to tell you, when we pray passionately, when we weep over the seed, when we pour out our hearts to God, and we tell him, I'm hungry for this, I'm thirsty for this, I'm tired of preaching about it, I'm tired of hearing sermons about it, I'm ready to start seeing it. I'm tired of hearing about it. Come on, talk is cheap. I'm ready to see some action. Hallelujah. I'm ready to see, praise God, standing room only on Sunday, July 31st. I'm ready to see the chapel being used Sunday, July 31st. I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to see more than we've been seeing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to unite together in faith. In faith. We have the ability. If Elijah could change the laws of nature, what can we do? He didn't even have the Holy Ghost. He didn't even have the Holy Ghost. He didn't know what speaking in tongues was. He didn't know. He didn't have the power of God working through him. I mean, in the sense of the Holy Ghost. Obviously, he did some things pretty powerful. I'm not going to take that from him. Amen. Amen. I didn't even know this till today. He wasn't even a Jew. I didn't even know that till today. He was a foreigner. He was a Gentile. Think about that. He wasn't even a child of God, quote unquote. He wasn't part of the family. He was a Gentile. And look what God did through him. Amen. Amen. Here we are, filled with the Spirit of God. Filled with the Spirit of God. Inheritance. We're heirs to the inheritance. We're a children of the King. Come on. We are children of the King. Hallelujah. The power of the Most High God lives inside of us. Woo, hallelujah. I believe our prayers have the ability to unlock and release the will of God, and many people's lives will be changed forever. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. If you believe that, would you clap your hands? Come on. Let's give some praise unto God. He's going to change some lives. Praise God. We got to cover this in prayer. Passionate prayer. Amen. We good? I'm not stepping on anybody's toes or nothing. Love you all. Amen. Man, this is going to be so powerful. I wish I could preach just the way I feel this. Man, if this event becomes what I feel and what I see, I'm telling you, we're going to look back on July 30th, 2022, and it's going to be the day everything changed. It's going to be the day everything changed. Come on, what this broken world needs, we have. I think you can turn off your episode of Seinfeld for 30 minutes and pray with some fervency. I think you can play 9 holes rather than 18 holes and pray with some fervency. I think I can spend a little bit less time on the water and a little bit less time in His presence. Amen. Amen. We all can make sacrifices over the next 16 days or whatever. Amen. What's it mean to us? What's it mean to us? Are we just playing church? Or are we the church? I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm trying to say this as much loving way as I can. If you know me long enough, you know this is, I'm stretching it here. I'm trying to be as nice as I can. Man, the eternity of so many people's lives are at stake. Sister Serena sent me the Facebook post today, our event post. We've already reached over 3,000 people with our Facebook post. 50 people, or close to 50 people, already said they're coming. 100 plus people said they're interested. We've reached over 1,000, almost 1,000 people in Indiana. Last time I checked, we don't have a campus in Indiana. Huh? Yet. What could happen in one Saturday? What could happen in one Saturday? 5 hours of time. What could happen? I'm going to tell you, whatever you can think of right now, it's bigger. Whatever you can think of right now, it's bigger. I think I stopped at 500. It's bigger than that. Bible says that He's able to do what? Exceeding abundantly. Above all that we can think or ask. Amen. There's no telling. Praise God. All right, moving on. Verse 3. Withal, praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Amen. As you pray for the event, pray not just for the people that would come to the event, but include us. Pray for the church. Pray for the people that will be here. Pray for the volunteers that will be here. Amen. The Bible specifically states that the church should pray that God would open a door of utterance for for them to speak. Amen. Metaphorically, the door represents an entrance into a business or an opportunity or an occasion to perform a particular work. So a door of utterance is literally an occasion or an opportunity to speak. Amen. We are to pray not only that the church or the place would be filled with broken people, but that we would find or that the Lord would give us opportunities and occasion to speak unto them. This is where it gets wonky for the church. This is where it gets hard for us. We can pray. I know I talked about 15 minutes about prayer. We can do that. But this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where we struggle. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not beating anybody up. This is where we struggle, if we're being honest. As the doors are opened unto us, it is our responsibility to walk through those doors. The people at this event, I can guarantee you, will be broken. There will be people who just need some hope. There will be some people facing divorce. There will be some people battling cancer. There will be some people facing eviction from their homes. There will be some people that can't even afford to feed their children. And there will be real people with real problems. Amen. But we have an opportunity to introduce them to a real God with real power and real answers to every problem that they would come with. Oh, hallelujah. We're not introducing them to wood and stone. We're introducing them to the mighty God, the living God. Oh, hallelujah. The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The one that does not change. The one that remains faithful. The one that can do all things. Oh, the one that redeemed us. The one that can restore us. The one that will heal us. The one that saves us. The one that shelters us. Hallelujah. We serve a real God who has real power. Oh, praise God, and he has real answers. Hallelujah. They're here and they're broken. They're hurting and they're guilty and they're shameful. But we can release truth into their life and we can release peace into their life and they can feel joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. All of that is tied up in what we have. Hallelujah. We have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to watch somebody who is planning after the event to go home and swallow a bunch of pills, change their mind. We have, and I'm telling you what, I had a Bible study the other night and I was talking to a person and they told me they haven't felt joy in 7 years. We have the opportunity to lead people to joy. The Bible says the Holy Ghost is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. 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 There's going to be doors that are open. There's going to be a door of utterance to us open. As we pray for opportunity to speak, the opportunities will be there. There is going to be real hurts. Amen. Amen. And the easiest way for us to get to that place where we can speak a word into somebody's life is simply just asking some questions. So this is right. This is where we struggle. This is the practical part. Amen. I'm going to tell you how I do it. If you know a better way, thank you. I appreciate your better way. But this is the way I do it for the ones that maybe don't do it. I usually start off just asking people where they live. Hey, where are you from around here? They start talking. Oh, which one of these are yours? How big is your family? Start asking about their kids, asking about their spouse. Amen. It doesn't take very long. You start asking people questions. They start talking. When somebody's talking long enough, you can read between the lines. You can hear what they're talking about. You can hear, you know, oh, yeah, I'm so grateful for this event because I didn't know where I was going to get school supplies from. Okay, what does that tell you? Money. Amen. Has anybody in this room ever struggled with money? Has anybody in here ever been paycheck to paycheck? Anybody in here ever been so bad it's not even paycheck to paycheck anymore? It's two paychecks ahead to put two paychecks ahead? You're robbing Peter to pay Paul because you ain't got money? I used to tell a joke. It wasn't real. But I used to tell people that my dad was so broke, he would send the electric check to the gas company and the water department's envelope. And by the time they figured it all out, he had enough money to pay them all. Anybody ever been there? Been just so broke you can't afford nothing? Eating ramen noodles? Feel like you're in college again? Hey, man, you might not know the feeling of not being able to feed your kid, but you know the feeling of not being able to pay your bills. You know the feeling of not being able to put gas in your car. You know the feeling of not being able to afford something that you really want. And you also know the feeling of God coming through when you least expect it. You know the feeling of coming home and opening your mailbox and there's a check in there that you didn't expect. And this is exactly what you needed to get what you need done. Amen. Is our God a provider? Amen. Has he ever provided for you? Amen. So when you're talking to somebody and they're talking about how they can't feed somebody, hey, I'll tell you what, I know of a provider. I know a provider. Amen. I know somebody that owns a cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen. I know somebody that can direct the money each way he wants to. Amen. I know somebody that can take a big old company across the street and direct all that money over here. So we can feed a bunch of people, save a bunch of people, reach a bunch of people. Amen. Amen. Anybody in here know what it feels like to deal with some guilt and some shame? Huh? Anybody in here know what it feels like to sin a little bit? It doesn't take very long. You start talking to people, you'd be surprised what you can identify with. This whole world talking about identify this, identify that. I'll tell you what I can identify with. I can identify with somebody's hurt. I can identify with somebody's struggle. I can identify with pain, guilt, anger, pride. I can identify with all that. But I also can bring them to somebody who helped me through all that. Oh, hallelujah. I can lead them to somebody that brought me out of that miry junk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spend a little time with them. Sit down with them. Talk with them. Make sure they know what we got going on. Hey, did you hear? They're giving out $100 gift cards every hour. Oh, I'll stick around for that. Hey, did you get food? Did you get this? Hey, did you see the bouncy houses? They might be looking right at it. Did you see the bouncy houses? Did you take your kids to the bouncy houses? Sit with them. Talk with them. That's what this event is going to need. This event does not need some church folks sitting together. I'll tell you what, if I don't talk to any of you at the event, don't be offended, because I ain't there for you. I love you all to death, but I ain't at this event for you. I'm at this event for the lost that are going to be here. Amen. Amen. I love you. I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you from 10 to noon, and I'll talk to you from 5 to 6 when we're setting up and we're tearing down. Amen. Amen. Don't get offended now. It's not because I don't like you. I love you. Amen. 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 Be intentional about sitting with people. Give them an opportunity to talk about themselves. Ask them questions. Show interest in them. And it won't be long before an opportunity or a door of utterance would open. But be ready. Be ready with your story of faith. Be ready to talk about how God healed you. Talk about how the Lord saved you. Talk about how God rescued you. Amen. Paul wrote to the Romans and he said he was ready to preach the gospel to those that are in Rome. Why? Because he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but he recognized it was the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Our stories of faith will help somebody make that step. Our stories of faith will lead people to a prayer tent. Our stories of faith will lead people to the presence of God. Our stories of faith will lead people to their healing. Our stories of faith will lead people to repentance. Our stories of faith will lead people to the watery grave of baptism. Our stories of faith can change the lives of people all across this country. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Who likes the book of Acts, right? We're a book of Acts church. So we like to read from the book of Acts, preach from the book of Acts. Amen. What the Bible tells me, Sister Vivian, in the book of Acts is one day 5,000 people were added to the church. 5,000 people in one day. And then it goes on to say multitudes. Like, they just stopped counting. Praise God. Brother Russell's clicker wouldn't go long enough. He'd be six clickers in. 5,000 in one day added to the church. Why not here? Why not here? What is that? What do they have that we don't got? What do they have that we don't have? You got the Holy Ghost? We got the same Holy Ghost they got. You got faith? We got the same faith they got. Amen. You got brokenness? They had brokenness. They weren't perfect. We ain't perfect. What do we think it's going to take? What do we really think it's going to take to see the harvest that God's been promising? Why can't it happen July 30th? Why can't it happen July 30th? Sister Ann, you're going to be busy. You're going to be following up, busy. Discipleship, care partners, all that stuff. Busy, busy, busy. Amen. Why not? If you know why not, let me know. Because I don't see nothing in this Bible that tells me we can't have it. Last point, I'm trying to hurry. Last point, and I'm done. Amen. As the prayers open the doors of utterance, and we walk through those doors, we must do so with wisdom and grace. Amen. Verse 5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. I don't want to overlook these final points. It is so vital that when we speak, we do so with grace and we do so with wisdom. I'm going to tell you as much love as I can. Saturday, July 30th is not the time for you to bring all your problems to the event. Don't come to this event with all your boo-hoo this and boo-hoo that. You better come with as much faith as you got. You better put on all the faith you got and just put on that garment of praise. Put that on and just walk in and just start praising God. Because we ain't got time for somebody just walking around being negative. We need people that have wisdom. We need people that have grace. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We don't need negativity. I'm going to tell you what. The night before, I'm working a 24-hour shift. Guess what? I'm coming in with everything I got. I'm going to pour out all I got for the Lord that day, and at 6:05, I'm going to pass out somewhere. Amen. Amen. Whatever you're dealing with, we're praying now. We're praying with fervency now. Every day, we're praying as a church with fervency over this event. We're praying that doors of utterance will be open. We're praying for all these things. Pray for your needs now. Get some things right with God now. Amen, because they need the best that we can give them. They need the best and most pure person that we can be. I know that we're still human and we're still going to have some problems, but if we can come to this event with an understanding that it's not about me, it's not about my problems, but it's about them. It's about the lost out there, the people that are broken. Come on, somebody, I'm telling you right now. There are going to be confused people at this event. There are going to be confused people at this event. I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about now. I'm talking about some gender identity. There's going to be some people coming in here. They don't know if they're a man. They don't know if they're a woman. They don't need me to be full of my own problems. They need me to be as clear as I can, walking in the Spirit, allowing the Holy Ghost to flow through me. Come on, if you got something in you that's damming up the Holy Ghost, that's not allowing the flow of the Holy Ghost, you got to deal with it now. Take the next 3 weeks and deal with it. Get it out of your life, because there is an eternity for somebody hanging on to your prayers. There is an eternity for somebody hanging on to what you're going to do over these next 3 weeks. Hallelujah. It's not about you and it's not about me. It's about the lost out there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, redeeming the time. He's not talking about an actual time. He's talking about that space, that door of utterance. Amen. When that door of utterance is opened unto us, we have to redeem that at that moment. We cannot be timid. We have to be bold. We have to be bold at this event. Amen. We have to be bold to step and declare the mysteries of God. As soon as we start to hear, it's not the time to say, oh, Lord, I don't know. Is this the? Yes, it's the time. Yes, if you're praying the way I'm asking you to pray for the next 3 weeks, you're going to know it's time. If your hearts are right, if my heart is right, we're going to know it's time. Amen. There's not going to be any doubt. We're going to be walking in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We got to have wisdom. We got to have wisdom. Amen. Well, where do I get wisdom from? James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally. Amen. James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Then it's peaceable. Then it's gentle. Then it's easy to be entreated. Then it's full of mercy. Then it's full of good fruit. Then it's without partiality. Then it's without hypocrisy. Amen. That word easy to be entreated means it's easily persuaded. Jesus said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Matthew 10:16. Be ye therefore what? Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Hallelujah. We've got to be wise. We've got to be wise, but not the wisdom of the world. Wisdom that comes from God. The wisdom from God is pure. The wisdom from God is gentle. The wisdom of God is peaceable. It's easily entreated. That means they receive it well. We don't have to force anything. If our hearts are right, if we're praying and we're saturating this thing in prayer, when we're at that event and we're walking in the wisdom that God gives, we will see everything that we believe we're going to see. His wisdom is enough. His gospel is enough. Amen. Amen. We don't need nothing else. We got the Holy Ghost, we got the gospel, and we got the wisdom of the Lord. What else do we need? People. We just need the people now. Amen. Amen. Stand with me.
Stand with me. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. All right. At the culmination of this message, I'm going to open this altar. Amen. And when I do, there's going to be a slide above my head and on that screen and all the other screens in the room. These are some prayer points. So we're going to pray. I know we've prayed some, but we already talked about praying without ceasing, so we can pray a little bit more, I think. Amen. Amen. I believe that we can pray with some passion. I believe we can get some fervency in our hearts. Amen. I believe we can get excited for what God's going to do. Amen. Can we get excited for what the Lord is going to do? Amen. Can we start to praise God for what he will do? Can we start to declare some things that he's going to do? Amen. Can we be passionate for the lost? Can we praise God for what he's going to do? Can we pray for open doors to speak the mysteries of God? Can we pray for wisdom and can we pray for grace? Amen. Amen.